And they're in.
Yep. Okay.
There you are.
Hey, good morning.
Did you convince the grass to slow down?
Yeah. Hey, Kathy, good to have you back.
Bob's talking to you.
I'm sorry. Hi, how are you?
I said, good to have you back.
Oh, thank you.
I'm sure you're thrilled.
According to this, it was,
oh, it was 175. I'm looking at, they're both the same. Okay.
And she's proposing that it be the same for resident and non-resident. Which I'm not sure should be the case.
Would you like,
well, couldn't it be different for both, considering we charge different for both for Herrick?
Yeah.
What is it for Herrick?
For Herrick, it's 200 and 400.
Wouldn't that be smart to
get consistent?
Well, except Herrick is.
Herrick's
in
Herrick closed. It has kitchen facilities. And
if I remember right, how she does the rentals is the two people get in free, the rest have to pay.
Okay, why don't we get the meeting started and then we can have this discussion? How would that be?
You got a minute to go.
I know.
I remember right, that's how it was.
I think that's accurate.
And we set this in manifest to the Board of Selectmen. Special meeting.
My hope was that we were going to be able to have three selectmen so that we could actually act on these rates. We need to start selling passes this week. So we're just going to make a decision and we'll get the Board of Selectmen to ratify it at a later date.
Need Adam, man.
Trying not to clog up last night's meeting with this.
When it's cooking, I love it.
All right, yeah. Yeah, start.
Bob's worked on it. Yeah.
It's metal gear, right?
So I was really early. I was there yesterday morning.
Bobby, I'm trying to see if I can get a hold of Adam.
Okay.
Sounded like he was going to be driving and was hoping to join us by phone.
Get it on the website. The information about where it's
no, she
just hi, Pam.
Good morning. Can you call in so we can have a quorum for the facility?
Geez, yeah, okay. Hang on. I'll do that.
Thank you.
He forgot, which is online.
And he even sent an email yesterday.
Yeah, and said he would only have until 9:50. Right. So we got to
9:50.
Yeah,
we got to move this
quickly.
This part along. We can chitter chatter about town projects afterward. But we got to get this. The decision's made.
You hear that, Bobby?
Yes.
Okay. I went home last night, did better living through good pharmaceuticals to get rid of that headache from that smoke.
It was bad.
Ugh, it was gross.
It's not like an allergy. It's not like a...
Yeah, you were a bit out of sorts.
There we are. Okay. Can you hear? Adam, you're on mute. Could you unmute yourself?
Yeah.
Thank you. Hey, thanks much. Appreciate it.
He's not driving.
Oh, we get to see the smile. All right, we're good. We're going to call the meeting to order. It is, did you push record?
I never stopped recording. Oh. I just took us off.
Thank you. We have, Adam, we have Kathy back joining us today, so we're pretty excited by that.
Hi, Kathy.
Good morning.
And hi, Steph. Good to hear you. Here, have you with us. And this is, I'm calling the meeting to order for the Facility and Public Safety Committee, Wednesday, June 7th, 2023 at 9:15 a.m. And at this time, we're going to consider and act on the lake prices for 2023. Of course, we have A, we're going to start with season pass, and then B, we'll go to staff discounts. So we'll start with the season pass. Jim?
So option A was the option that you had chosen to go with when Stephanie presented her budget. And I think that there was general consensus among the board at that time that it had been a while since we raised the rates and that these were reasonable rates.
Mm-hmm. The one thing that I brought back to me was the daily was not going to be raised. It's going to stay at 7 daily per car. Weekend. Is there any interest by the other members to increase that?
No, you know, it was quite frankly because our residents support it through his tax dollars. So those, I just assume increase it on the non-residents.
Okay. Very good. Adam?
I'm okay with that.
So we'll just leave it. Can I have, is there any other discussion you want to have on option?
We had started a quick discussion before the meeting started. We should follow up with that during the actual meeting about the pavilion rentals. I'm not sure. I think there may be some disparity there. I think that the non-resident rental fee should be a little bit higher than the resident rental fee. And my suggestion would be maybe, you know, if the resident fee is 200, then go to 250 on the non-resident.
Any other thoughts on that, please?
Works for me. It's rare that we actually rent these things. So.
There's been quite a few inquiries already this year.
Oh, really? Well, that's good.
Adam, do you have an interest in raising the non-resident to 250?
Yeah, I think there should be space between the non-resident and the resident.
So I would agree that, and if you guys are willing, we'd go to 250 on the non-resident. We have not heard, Stephanie, do you want to add into the conversation? Stephanie, you're there you are.
Hi, I'm here. I'm actually in the building. I don't know if you want me to walk over. I zoomed in because I was at my desk. I don't have an issue with 250 for non-residents. We generally get mostly non-residents who are reaching out for pavilion rentals. I don't have an issue with that whatsoever. I will say that I have two people right now who are interested in renting for specific weekends. So I just haven't given them the official prices yet. So then in that case, if it's enacted today and it would be 250, I'd have it.
Thank you. All right. Could I have a motion then to accept option A with the change of the pavilion rental for non-residents being increased to 250? Do I have a motion?
Second.
Adam seconding it. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Passes 3-2 unanimously. Staff discounts. Jim?
There's been some staff that have expressed some interest in, you know, being able to get passes for the lake. And, you know, most of our staff these days are not town residents. So right now, if they wanted to get a pass for a lake, they would be paying the non-resident fee. And I guess my suggestion would be, as maybe a perk for staff that are interested, perhaps do we pass on resident prices to the staff?
I agree with that.
Me too, as well. I as well.
Could I have a motion then, please?
Sure. I move that we allow staff to use the park for the same prices as the resident passes.
Yeah, and I'll second Adam's motion.
So this chart would say resident and staff. So that would also fall for daily rates as well. Is that, would that be your understanding, Adam?
Yes.
Not everything. Just a season pass. Then if there's any further discussion, Jim, do you have anything?
Nope.
Then I would say, I would ask for the vote. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Passes unanimously. Thank you. Now let's please talk about the start of the swimming lessons at the lake, number 3.
So Stephanie has done a little bit of research and has worked on, you know, trying to start swimming lessons at the lake. I told her, you know, just so she wouldn't be surprised, that I have some real concerns about that. You know, we have young staff that have not had, while some of them may have had some training, none of them have experience in teaching people how to swim. And I think that there's a liability issue there that I'm concerned about. And I think that, you know, teaching somebody to swim in a lake is very different than teaching somebody to swim in a controlled atmosphere like a swimming pool. Listen, I applaud the fact that Stephanie is trying to grow the program and, you know, increase, you know, find ways to make the program better and more robust. I'm just not sure that this is the right way to do it, but that decision is up to the Board of Selectmen.
I'd like to share just an experience that we had recently with grandchildren. Andover Lake had a master instructor, I guess would be the right, correct-ish term. They had Mark Eater was from Vernon, and he is a teacher, but he also had life-saving, and he had swim instructions because he had worked with a team before. And so they had one master instructor and then, I guess I'd say, assistant instructors that he assigned different groups of kids to in looking at their levels, because he had the ability to make the judgment call as to who would do best with which instructor. You have a lot of fear that goes along with swimming instructions at the beginning for many. And it takes, I think, more than just someone standing next to you to learn how to swim. That was our experience, and it was, I thought, very successful. Do we have time? This is already June. Isn't it rather late to try and get a swimming program up and running?
Well, we have all summer.
Well, she was talking about starting July 10th to 21, but we need to certify people. That's the bigger thing. We don't even have certified instructors.
I think we should study that for next year. I don't think we're far, we're not far enough.
I'm comfortable with that. So just.
Waterfront safety is very important.
It'd be nice to be able to offer it, but in a lake without would this be while the park was open? Or would this be?
What used to happen is they used to have swimming instruction at 9 in the morning. This is years ago. 9 in the morning till 11, and then the park would open at the end of swimming instruction. I think we need to develop a program, perhaps, with some parameters if we're going to move it forward.
Mm-hmm. One thing I can tell you that I see a lot of, and I did it myself, is that a lot of people are putting out on Facebook for a private instructor to come to their home pools. And I can tell you, when I did daycare, we had a private instructor who used to teach at Andover, and she used to come and do my whole daycare. So, and it was just easier. I mean, you have a certain number of kids, and like you said, it's in a controlled environment where, you know, there's not other classes going on and things like that. And I see a lot of that on Facebook. Bolton, Coventry, Manchester, Andover, and Manchester offers swim lessons all the time. But a lot of people putting it out there. Does anybody know a swim instructor that'll come to my house and do swim lessons?
So why don't we table this at this time? Do I have an interest by the other two members to do that? And we'll work on it for next year with see if we can come up with a plan to find a lead swim instructor and come up with the ability to, well, we'll revisit it, let's put it that way, at an earlier part in the season.
Yeah, I can't see going forward until you have the properly, no matter what the circumstances, unless we know we would have a properly trained staff to deal with it. I'm sure the liability on that is through the roof. And I'll leave that in Adam's neck of the woods.
Okay. Yeah, I wonder how our insurer would feel about that. I think they'd go crazy.
Yeah, and I haven't had that discussion with them.
They might underwrite us at a higher rate.
But this time,
want a specific rider or something.
We may have a motion to table swim lessons for this season.
So moved.
Yeah, I'll second that.
Second? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. And I appreciate the thought of having swim lessons, and we can look at it for a future date. Another with a little more detail. Looking at number 4, we just acted on that.
We did.
So we will consider that done. Adam, I know you have to run. I want to be very conscious of your time. Which one would you like to discuss, Adam? Is there anything else on 5, 6, or 7 that you'd like to?
Well, we kind of hit on the dry hydrant a bit last night. We talked about the temporary building, and we talked about the cemetery. I can tell you that, but aside from that, the connectivity trail should be getting started here very soon, with the area in front of the state trooper's office being where we're going to get started. Our team is working on ordering the structures and piping that are required for the section down closer to Notch Road. And one of the objectives by starting here at the state trooper's office is that I know that at least some of our members of Board of Selectmen are not happy with the way the front of the state trooper's office looks, with the way they've been parking their vehicles there, and they won't be able to park their vehicles there anymore. So they'll actually have to use the driveway or the parking spaces at town hall. So we have kind of a, you know, a kind of a double objective there, is to get the trail started and to be able to clean up the front of the trooper's office at the same time. Joe Dillon's team, the Nathan L. Jacobson Associates, is working on doing some survey work along Bolton Center Road and Brandy Street, so that we can work toward putting together a little bit more of a plan that addresses the public concerns we heard with regard to the Heritage Farm Trail. And we have a goal of trying to come back to the public with a little bit more well-defined plan somewhere around the September timeframe. It won't be a final plan, but it'll be something a little more defined so that we can address the concerns of the public. Things we heard about were, you know, we don't want it paved all the way, you know, so, you know, we took that into account. We've had conversations about moving the trail back toward the edge of the woods, you know, going out here behind Town Hall, pushing it back to the edge of the woods and going down, and then along the stone wall and out to the, you know, barn area and parking area from there. So those are all good things that are happening currently.
So do you need a vote on any of those things? Because that's the one you should do first.
And it's really just an update.
Any questions for Jim, Adam, before
you take off? Jim, on the building, once we get the foundation resolved, that seems to be the holdup of the building. In fact, they do have them available, right?
They have it available, and they were, John and I sat down with them recently, and we finalized the design. And the design is set so that we can have everybody that's in Notch Road over there and have the opportunity to potentially move the tax department over there as well, so that it is a fully accessible location for those individuals.
So once we get the footings in or whatever we're using, we can do the infrastructure, start running water and all that stuff.
Well, I think we've gotten three quotes for the water and sewer. We'll have to have the board act on those, on that quote, probably in July. Okay. We've gotten a quote for the electrical infrastructure. That's a contract that came in at a low enough rate that I was able to sign that. So we're going to be moving forward with that. We're going to probably try to get those core holes drilled and get the conduit in here in pretty short order. John is trying to do that with funds from this year's budget.
Okay, good.
John B is sitting here with us. Are there any questions you have for him?
No. Is there anything you'd like to add? I'm gonna have to go. Sorry, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, Adam, one thing?
Yeah.
Opening day for Indian Notch.
We don't need you to act on this, just in case anybody has any heartburn. We are planning on opening the lake on June 19th and closing on August 20th. The reason for August 20th is most of our staff is college students, and they'll be going back to school by August 24th.
Yep.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Thank you. Anything else, Bob, that you want to add?
No, that's been an issue forever. We try to keep it open through Labor Day, but you just don't have. It's just
we too don't dangerous. Have the staff.
Without the staff, it's just too dangerous.
Yeah, we've tried it. It's just not worth it.
No,
it doesn't mean that pavilion rentals couldn't potentially continue beyond that, but the lake itself, we've got to close the waterfront.
Our partners just do it.
Swim at your own risk, probably, for somebody who's renting the pavilion.
Yep.
5 days or seven.
It'll be open 7 days.
Yeah. And the only other question I had was about the service dogs. How do we? Is there a way of addressing them?
Can you articulate the question so that Bobby can understand?
Normally, we don't allow dogs past the stone walls to the beach area, just for...
Right.
Came up a bunch of times last year that someone would come up with their dog and they'll say it's a service dog. And there's really not a way of us saying prove it or...
Don't they have to have a special license for them?
From what the... No. Brian did some research because he's irritated by it. And they don't. And we can't ask what's it for, does it have a license or a vet? They don't need to wear the vest or the collar or anything like that. There's no...
Let me talk with the town attorney. Okay.
We can talk about that on the 20th.
We'll deal with that as an administrative decision.
Okay, very good.
The board doesn't need to act on that. You know, those are the kinds of decisions they empower us to make. So we will talk with the town attorney and we'll make a decision, you know, based on the town attorney's advice.
Hey, guys,
that's all my question. I don't think there's anything else on there that we didn't discuss last night, right?
No, I don't think so.
In that case, you guys have a good day.
And may I call you after, Bob?
Oh, yeah. You can call me. Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
Is there something now we need to discuss? I got time. I just...
Very good. All right. Thank you.
I didn't want to tie you guys up. That's all.
All right. We're good. Thank you very much. Thank you, Steph. All right.
Thank you, Bob.
Bye.
Thank you, John. Thank you, Jim. Kathy.